You might say we have some of the cleanest drinking water around. Greater Cincinnati Water Works Assistant Superintendent Jeff Swartfeger takes you from river water to faucet. What happens first is a coagulant is put in the water, causing debris to clump together so it can be removed. This is part of a combination of steps, including GAC, or granular activated carbon, to get your water ready to drink.
We'll then bring the water through our sand filters. It then removes most of the rest of the particulates. And then we bring the water to our GAC, and then the purpose of the GAC is to remove the chemical contaminants that could be in the water. We then take the water from our GAC to our UV treatment for disinfection, and then we add chlorine to the water in order to make sure that the water is safe as it flows through the pipes to everybody's house.
Water treatment has evolved here since 1907. That's when Cincinnati's Rapid Sand Filtration Plant first opened, the second of its kind in the U.S. It dramatically reduced typhoid cases. About the same time, a group of doctors and researchers began the first federally mandated comprehensive study of river pollution. This group eventually became the EPA, which put its primary water research program in Cincinnati. It was picked in part because of past accomplishments. The two began collaborating in the early 1900s. In the 1970s, the EPA and the Water Works teamed up to research granular activated carbon, or GAC. This process to remove chemical contaminants is now a regular part of water treatment here.
Here, inside of this bed, there's 11 and a half feet of GAC normally, and then the water sits on top of that.
This old carbon is flushed out, and then a furnace purifies it. In 1992, the Greater Cincinnati Water Works was the first utility in the nation to use GAC and then purify it on site. Superintendent Deborah Metz says the partnership with the EPA allows the Water Works to be early adopters.
We are very, very lucky to have them in our backyard. We work very closely with them. It's very synergistic.
After 9/11, the EPA picked the Water Works as the first and only utility to test its water security plan. This effort to keep water safe and secure from terrorists continues to be rolled out nationally. EPA Director of Innovation Clusters Sally Gutierrez says we have to take this important resource seriously.
Water continues to be a scarce resource that needs to be carefully apportioned, that needs to be carefully guarded so that there's enough for the people, there's enough for the industries, and for us to be competitive as a country.
Right now, the EPA is testing the toxicology of the Ohio River at the Water Works by freeze-drying solids. Jeff Swartfeger points out the pilot testing area.
What the EPA is doing here, we'll learn from that. We'll learn from that research, and we'll be able to treat water better or more efficiently.
Just a short walk away is the new ultraviolet treatment building. Here, a $30 million project is scheduled to go online next month. In 1999, the EPA discovered UV was one of the most economically effective treatments to purify drinking water. Waterworks Supervising Engineer Ramesh Kashankunti says these 8 UV reactors will kill microorganisms in the water missed by the other filtration processes.
We artificially create that UV light by exciting mercury in UV lamp, very small amount of mercury.
As the water becomes cleaner, the Water Works can focus on its infrastructure needs, and that's where Confluence, the Water Technology Group, and others come in, according to the acting director of the Water Works, Bijou George. He wants to use sensors to monitor the underground pipes that typically last about 100 years.
That is because it's underground, we have no feel for it. But if we can have sensors and we have a better way of knowing its health, we can stretch that to maybe 130 or even further.
George says the Water Works is working on a collaborative project with Qualcomm, a cell phone company. Wireless technology, much like cell phone chips, would collect and send information about water as it flows throughout the distribution system. This could help the utility become proactive instead of reactive. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.